McKenna, thank you so much for doing this interview. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you on my show.
Goodness, no way.
After my granddaughter, who's 16, said, "You're interviewing McKenna Grace?" Just so you know, you're a hero in the house. Now, I saw something yesterday. It was a YouTube video of you watching the trailer for Ghostbusters for the very first time. Can I play it for you?
Sure, I remember that.
Okay, well, hold on.
Okay, I'm prepared for the trailer. Go, go, go! We look so cool! I'm so ready for the world to see this.
You are such a fan, aren't you?
I'm such a fan, it's so bad. I'm totally love the Ghostbusters franchise. So, yeah, I'm always fanning out whenever I'm on set or around the original Ghostbusters, around even Ivan Reitman. It's so cool. And Mr. Jason, I'm always freaking out.
I didn't expect that reaction from you. Your eyes were bugged out, your mouth wide open, and you're still excited, I can tell. So let me ask you a couple of questions. When you auditioned for Jason Reitman, did you even know you were auditioning for Ghostbusters sequel?
No, people always... Oh, why do people do that? They always keep things so secret. But yeah, whenever you're auditioning for a film like this, sometimes they just keep it so secretive. They do that with Marvel as well. You never know what you're auditioning for.
Mm.
So I just knew that I was auditioning for Girl, an untitled Jason Reitman project. So I was still very excited because, you know, Jason Reitman is such an incredible director, so I was stoked, but I started, as I was going through the auditioning process, maybe I was in, like, my third audition, I started hearing rumors, this must be a new Ghostbusters film, and I was like, that's so stupid, this is not a new Ghostbusters film, they wouldn't want me to audition for it, you know, that's not true. But then I got to the chemistry reads, and I guess it was true because there was a proton pack there, and Ivan Reitman was there, and everything was going on, and I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
Oh my gosh, that must have been so much fun. But they changed your look completely. I didn't recognize you. You look like Spangler.
I know, isn't it amazing? I look so different still. If we were in person right now, you wouldn't even recognize me. I have long blonde hair and bangs now, and I look totally different. You know, I mean, there's a big difference from 12 to 15, which is really funny. I'll never forget the day that I walked into the offices for the first time and looked at all the storyboards, and Mr. Jason Reitman was like, so I kind of have this vision, like your hair blowing in the wind whenever you're on the gunner seat. How fast do you think you can grow out your hair? And then I don't even know how many months later, all my hair was chopped off. So there was a big difference in his plans.
Wow. And I saw when you were watching, actually on the car, and you're outside the vehicle, that had to just be thrilling for you.
Oh, it was so fun because most of the stuff that they did were practical effects. And of course, I'm a minor, so they have to put a stunt double in so that it's not dangerous. But in the times that it actually was me riding out of the car while they drove it, that was so fun. I specifically remember one time whenever we fly around the corner and the fire thingy, what are those called? The little red thing that dogs pee on? A fire hydrant,
yes.
The fire hydrant going off. Yeah, the fire hydrant's going off and it wipes off the dirt on the Ghostbusters logo and I'm hanging out the side. That was actually me and I felt so cool, let me just tell you. I felt so cool.
Oh my gosh. All right, you're with these stars, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Paul Rudd. Which one's the crazy uncle? Just asking.
The crazy uncle? I don't know. All of them are pretty wild. Though it's funny because I have like different ideas of each of them. Like Mr. Ernie, I feel like he is like the most, like, I feel the most comfortable, like, just, like, walking up to him and having a conversation and, like, hanging out with him. He's such a nice person. And then I feel like Mr. Dan is just so sweet. And I love hearing his story and hearing him talk about the paranormal. It's so interesting. And the original Ghostbusters. And I just think that he's just such a sweet, kind person. And then Bill Murray, you know, Bill Murray's exactly what you would expect. He's just, like, hilarious, always making jokes, and everybody, but it's always so nerve-wracking to be around him because, you know, it's just like this walking legend. All of them are.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd, what can I say? He was named sexiest man alive, so I mean, there's nothing, like, you just want to be like, so, how's it feel to be the sexiest man alive? They're all crazy uncles.
All right, well, let's talk about you, McKenna. I mean, the sky seems to be the limit. You just got an Emmy nomination. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Handmaid's Tale, that's a great show, but you're starring in the Ghostbusters franchise. So where do you go from here in the movies? Do you have any other future plans that are right there in front of us that we can know about?
I have so many things lined up right now. My entire year, next year, is like jam-packed. I mean, next week, I'm in New York right now, and I think that I'm going to home to LA for less than 24 hours and then flying to Vancouver to shoot a project that I'm executive producing, starring, and I co-wrote the script. It's the sequel to The Bad Seed. I'm so excited to shoot that. The next year I have, I'm going back for Handmaid's Tale season 6?
I believe.
Five. Season 5.
Well, let me ask you this too. You got your first single, Haunted House, coming out today, and it's featured in the movie credits. How'd you pull that off?
I've been freaking out all day. I can't believe that it's actually coming out today. Like it's happening. I've been waiting for this for so long. I cannot stress enough how excited I am for this song to come out. And I'm so nervous as well, but it means the world to me, especially it's so special that it ended up in the end credits of Ghostbusters.
I mean, how did that come about? You just say, I got a song and it's got to be in the movie?
No, not at all. I never imagined that it would be in the film. So I was planning to release something maybe in January, February, I don't know. The plans are a little iffy, but I wrote this music video script and I've had this vision in my head for it. Maybe I could see if Jason Reitman would direct it. That'd be really cool, and if not, at least he heard my song. And so I went to him, and I was like, hey, Mr. Jason, this would be so special to me. I wrote this song and this music video script. Would you want to do it? And he was like, I would love to, but I'm so busy. Because, you know, Jason Reitman, he's
right.
Jason Reitman. He's got so many things going on. And I was like, thank you so much anyways. And then he came back to me, and he called me like a day or two later. He called me, and I was like, oh, Jason Reitman's calling me. That's so weird. But he calls me and he's like, hey, Kenny, I love that song that you made. I mean, I've been listening to it. My dad and my daughter both love it. So you've got three generations of Reitman liking your song. And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy. But he was like, I just keep listening to it. And I just wanted to make sure that you would be like, okay, if I tried it out in the end credits of the film, I just wanted to make sure that you were okay with something
that,
you know, maybe. Like you phrasing it like maybe I wouldn't be okay with it. And I was like, sure, yes.
That's awesome.
Please do that. That would be insane. Oh, my God. You have no idea how much that means to me. And so we've had to kind of scramble and our plans of releasing something in January. Mm-hmm. Now here we are, November 18th, and it's coming out.
And it's
so
coming
it's
out.
Crazy. Everything's kind of been sped up, which is so fun.
Well, McKenna, I wish I had more time, but thank you so much. Your enthusiasm is just overwhelming to me. Look forward to watching everything you're in the future. You have a great day.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.